This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the hour here on Groundhog Day on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay's off for the rest of the week. The fame, I think going back to that movie with Bill Murray about Punxsutawney Phil, didn't that increase the awareness of people? Who else was Andy McDowell in that movie?
It
was Andy McDowell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, there's a newspaper in Punxsutawney called the Punxsutawney Spirit. Bill's up the excitement at Gobbler's Notch. I was looking at one of the when I went down there that day. I kept the newspaper, and the headline in the year that I went was, I think it was 1996 actually. Today is Groundhog Day. Up to the time of going to press, the beast has not seen his shadow. So I wonder, by now, the beast must have seen his shadow, right? Don't they? It's usually like about 7 o'clock, 7:30, somewhere.
It saw its shadow. Here.
It did see its shadow?
Yes, it did.
Uh-oh.
So did you know that face was ripped off yet? This
uh-huh.
year?
Yeah. That's it. Okay, so we'll put that away. We want less.
Did Staten Island Chuck do his prediction yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen if he does. Doesn't he do it later in the day? I always feel like it's very bright when Staten Island Chuck comes out.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably smarter and doesn't. He sleeps in. If he's smart,
he's got a better
do that.
Contract.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Speaking of contracts, I noticed that there are more musicians that are removing their music from Spotify. Rogan has been all over the place talking about what his comments, you know, the COVID stuff, what he's been saying. And who thought, I sort of got a chuckle out of this. When Spotify said, after Neil Young said, it's them or me. And they said, well, we'll take, him or me. We'll take Rogan, thanks. See you later. But I'm betting the people at Spotify, nor half of the people that paid attention to this, had no idea what the domino effect was going to be. To the tune of up to $4 billion worth of value,
yeah.
Spotify stock. And I'm sure that all of Neil Young's pals now, if they were on the sidelines, are jumping in because they see an Ian.
Well, I don't think
Graham
it's
Nashville.
Necessarily because of Neil Young. I think it's because of a controversy that's brewing, right? And so investors, like, want to go away from things that tend to be controversial topics because they're afraid of what's going to go on. And already you're seeing the White House put their thumb on the scale by saying that they want Spotify to crack down on it. So when that happens, it's not necessarily the most lovely prescription for investors when they're looking about where to put their money.
Well, but is this all about... is this putting your finger on the scale, as you said, is that all about just trying to be politically correct and influencing people to think the way you want to think?
Is it like keeping the lies going? Because everybody's gotten something wrong about COVID. Everybody has. There's a new survey that's out this morning. I think it's from Johns Hopkins University that says that the lockdowns didn't work. They had little or no impact on COVID-19 deaths.
Yep.
So
I saw that too. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, then anybody who said we should be locked down, well, they should
nonsense.
Be having a warning label put on them by Spotify.
Yeah,
because I said
that at the very beginning, Jennifer. Remember all of this running and fear-based thinking and shutting everything down and the toll that it took on us as individuals, as taxpayers, business owners, whatever it was all way beyond what was reasonable to expect. And it didn't just happen here in America. It happened all over the world. By the way, do they celebrate Black History Month elsewhere, or is it just America?
It's American history.
American history. Okay. The history of blacks in America, in
right.
essence. Okay. So February is Black History Month, and we were talking earlier about what it is, this the woman who supposedly, whoever it's going to be, have they, by the way, narrowed that down, the search for the Supreme Court replacement?
I've seen three names.
Breyer?
There's a list of six.
Four, maybe?
But there are a few that are starting to find their way off, I think, for past decisions or controversies. So, I mean, it's a short list, and the announcement's going to come relatively soon. February is a short month, and it's supposed to come by the end of the month, so we should know soon enough.
And is Kamala Harris one of the six?
No. Right. You know they're having that conversation.
Of course
there's a judge from California on the list. There's, I think, another from Georgia or South Carolina. I can't remember, one of the southern states who seems to be getting a lot of traction. So, you know, I guess we wait and see. They have to be vetted, obviously, because they know that they're going to get some pretty intense questions. Or maybe they won't. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But usually that's pretty typical.
With regard to COVID, Jennifer and Victoria, apparently unvaccinated people who got the disease during the Omicron wave are 23 times more likely to be hospitalized. And I wonder how that sort of flies in the face of what we think Omicron is all about. That is, sniffles, a cold, sore throat, and it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, for most people, that's what it was, which was good. But for some people, the unvaccinated especially, I mean,
3.6 times more likely.
Yeah.
Well, 3.6 times more likely than what? 10 people?
Than fully vaccinated people.
1,000 people? I know, but what's the number?
Well, the number of
hospitalizations total is the question.
The data came from, this was actually a local story from Los Angeles, so that's where
I'm not questioning the data. What I'm saying is I think the headlines are always misleading where they say, you know, a person's a 1,000 times more likely to cross the street. Okay, you know, cross this intersection. Okay, well, how many people? It's the total universe. Is it 5 people? Is it 1,000 people? Hospitalizations in Los Angeles, if this is a study directly from Los Angeles, we're never at a point where we were, like, overflowing hospitals like we did during Delta or the initial wave of COVID, where we were worried about hospitals filling up. So if the universe is slower, yeah, maybe it means that more unvaccinated people, especially if they've never had COVID before, are going to have a harder time with it because they don't have any antibodies in their system. I think that makes sense. But
the antibody thing, those numbers, when you look at the overall numbers that have come out in the last week or two about who's more protected, that is those who have had COVID or who have been vaccinated, overwhelmingly, if you've had it, you're better off if you survived in terms of the future. And, you know, going back to what I said a few minutes ago about how we shut the world down, and, you know, when you look at it, it becomes nonsense. My daughter said to me over the weekend that, because she and her husband are both profs at UCLA, that she was relieved because they were going back to class as of yesterday. Well, now they didn't go back to class because there was a shooting. I'm right.
No, exactly. There was a threatened shooting, actually.
A threatened. Yeah, exactly. And so
a former lecturer with a manifesto, they arrested him in Colorado.
Very strange. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, there are a lot of crackpots that are teaching in colleges. There always were, and maybe there always will be. But, it's really, Anyway, immigration on the table. We haven't talked about immigration for quite a long time. People recoil at me calling them illegal immigrants. What's the politically correct way to refer to illegal immigrants? There's another terminology that's used, like
it's like the homeless are now the unhoused.
Yeah, right. Some other term.
I know, it's always in semantics. Anyway, think still illegal immigrants, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm just wondering what's going on. There are a lot of people. Apparently, Biden wants to have permanent legal status for families that are separated at the border. Is that without knowing whether they're good people, bad people, whether they have a record or not?
Yeah, it's totally just anybody. They don't even care. They don't want to see your ID or anything.
Wow.
They don't care.
You know what they're using for people's ID? To get them on planes.
Now, I'm joking, because that's ridiculous. No. Of course people are being vetted. Like,
don't be so sure.
Okay.
All right. The IDs that they were using
political.
Well, everything is what it is.
It is political.
Trump vetted everybody, but Biden vets no one. Right, I know. That's how it goes.
Well
but is it?
What's,
I want
to
know. Never mind
true.
Trump and Biden. I just kind of want to know what really is going on.
Well, then I guess I would ask you, Victoria, then what is the vetting process? Because the vetting process that I've heard about is that people, single men who are supposed to be sent back under Title 42, are being shipped into the middle of the country. They're being resettled into upstate New York. They're being resettled into Georgia, into South Carolina, into Florida, on government planes under the guise of darkness. And that doesn't seem, I mean, maybe they're checking their ID, but they don't care. They're still resettling single men that are not supposed to be in this country. And by the way, the Biden administration is supposed to be living by Title 42. They promised that they would. They're not. So I guess the question would be then, how are they vetting them? Or maybe they vet them and they don't care. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's any checks happening. 67% people who were let in the country in December were single men who were supposed to be sent back. That's nuts. Not families, not parents, not people that have, you know, that even have a connection. It's just single men coming into the country.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg, it's a Black History Month and a couple of different things here. Black colleges getting bomb threats because, and they, are we that immature that we are, that people
this isn't
are
immaturity,
this?
Doug. This is hatred. Well, there's no hatred, other way around
it. I look at hatred as being immature. So maybe that's putting a soft stance on it, but how in the world do we, it seems to be getting worse instead of better. Why would in a progressive, intelligent, or seemingly intelligent country, are there people who are still that stupid that they want to have, just because of the color of somebody's skin, they want to destroy
them? They're not stupid, they're just racist.
Like, well, I think racism is stupidity.
But that's what they should be called out for being. This is just blatant racism.
I saw this story. I saw the story that there were 8 colleges that had threats. But do we know if it was connected?
Usual
or?
Hunter and that bunch.
It was actually, I think it was 14 colleges.
Yeah. Isn't Hunter
I think it was.
What?
I think it was.
Oh, I thought you were
colleges.
Saying it was a hunter. I thought you were
no,
saying
no,
like
no,
funny.
No,
Hunter College.
Right.
I got you.
And so here we have Whoopi Goldberg, who's still in the hot seat. I thought that was pretty much over. So she said something about the Holocaust. All right. So now we have everybody on her staff.
Well, the problem is that Roseanne was fired. Gina Carano was fired. And Whoopi Goldberg has not yet been fired. So she has been suspended now
for
2 weeks.
Is the core comment as... You know, Gina Carano's things were pretty blatant, and so was...
Yes. Saying that the Holocaust was not racism is pretty bad.
I thought it was taken out of context. I'm no fan of Whoopi Goldberg's. I don't really care, but it seems to me that it was...
She was insinuating that racism...
I think Gina Carano's thing
was
taken out of context, as far as that's concerned. All right. 18 after, this is the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after here on the DJV program, time for us to get into some of the trending gossip on social media, and certainly, Victoria, the Hoda Kotb thing is on. Is that how you pronounce
it? Yes, Hoda Kotb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that too. Everybody, we all know her as Hoda. You don't have to say Kotb, right? You say Hoda, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yep.
So she'd been romantically involved and engaged to this guy, Joel Schiffman, for 8 years. And so now she says, I don't think I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. She said they're better as friends. And she said nothing like dramatic happened. There wasn't really a reason. It just, she said for them, that she just felt like, you know, marriage wasn't going to work because she felt like they were just better as friends. And I think she's smart. Like a lot of people feel they go into marriage thinking that it's going to make it better. But the best you'll ever be. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like the best you'll ever be as a couple is when you're dating. And so everything changes and can only go downhill from there. If you get married and everything stays that way, then that's great. But a lot of people who have troubled relationships think that marriage will change it for the better, and it really only highlights the stuff that's not working.
Mm-hmm. I think I say this very lovingly. You and your husband have one of the best relationships I've seen.
Thanks.
I'm serious. I think that
I feel very lucky.
Together.
We're a really good match. We really genuinely like each other. We're each other's biggest fans, and that's important.
It sure is. Yep, absolutely. Simon Cowell is at it again.
Oh man,
this guy.
Someone's gonna take these bikes away from Simon.
Yeah. All right. So he was tooling around in London. He turned a sharp corner and apparently crashed his bike. Is in the hospital. The road was wet, and so he broke his arm, bruised his cheek, may have had a concussion.
Wasn't wearing a helmet.
No, right. So yeah. He's done this a couple of times before.
Well, he's on these electric bikes, which they're so popular. I live
zipping
at the Jersey Shore,
London.
And
the traffic in London is so bad.
And everybody's using these electric bikes, but, you know, they go really fast, like really quickly. There's a lot of power in them.
Like the scooters that you see all over Los Angeles. People are driving those kids who have no business, 12-year-old kids have no understanding what the right of the road, you know, that sort of thing. They just jump out and driving down Beverly on Sunday morning on my way over to Brendan's house, and this kid comes out of the street that Brendan lives on. And just, I mean, I'm talking about right in front of me. And I was only doing like 20, 25, so I could stop. But if I'd had Daisy in the car with me, she would have gone on the floor, as it was all the things that I had in the front seat went on the floor. It's dangerous. These things are dangerous. Okay. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and by the way, he almost couldn't walk after the last crash, so you would think he would have learned his lesson.
Learned his
he
lesson,
broke his back in three places and said that the doctor said he was lucky he could ever walk again. So, yeah.
Oh, well. Kim Kardashian is the new face of, how do you pronounce it, Balenciaga?
Balenciaga, yep.
Yeah, what is it? That's a clothing line?
Yes, yep.
Who wears those clothes? Other than
very wealthy people. It's
really?
Expensive, yes. It's a very high-end fashion line.
Uh-huh. What does it cost to buy a dress or something?
Oh, thousands, yeah.
Thousands of dollars for a dress?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Purses, bags, shoes, all that.
Right.
Big into accessories, yep.
Okay, have you got any? No?
No, I do not own any Balenciaga.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hola, Sabla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For over 130 years, Punxsutawney Phil has predicted the weather every Groundhog Day on February 2nd. If the famous groundhog from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania sees his shadow at daybreak, that's supposed to mean there will be 6 more weeks of winter. However, if he does not see his shadow, that means there's supposed to be an early spring. He'll be reporting that to us sometime this hour. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that his government was studying the responses from the United States and NATO to his security demands related to Ukraine, but that it was clear the Kremlin's main complaints had been ignored.
We do not see a genuine acknowledgement of our three key demands, preventing NATO's expansion, canceling weapons deployment near Russian borders, and returning the NATO bloc's military facilities to their positions in 1997.
Putin also accused the United States directly of attempting to draw us into armed conflict. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republican Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania last night on Newsmax TV says the Biden administration's mismanagement of Russia's threat to Ukraine, including allowing a buildup at the country's border over the summer, is all too obvious.
We, from the very beginning here, we kind of let things unfold without the United States having a seat at the table. Afghanistan had a lot to do with this, the buildup over the summer. You know, we let the barbarians get to the gate. And now we are reacting in the appropriate, necessary manner, providing a unified message, more or less, from our allied forces and the right equipment to the Ukraine, and the idea of putting troops on alert and putting troops into the Balkans. You know, just listening to our Pentagon spokesperson right there, taking anything off the table. Look, the last thing the U.S. wants to see is American troops going up against Russian troops. But the idea of taking that off the table like that, I don't know, that's almost like rule one. You just don't do that. The mismanagement that's taken place along the way is all too obvious by the Biden administration.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission will reportedly be taking the reins on reviewing Microsoft's intended acquisition of Activision Blizzard Entertainment. Bloomberg reports that a source pointed to the FTC taking the lead role in investigating the proposed takeover. The role of the review is to determine whether the near $70 billion deal could harm consumers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, almost 35 past the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here as we celebrate Groundhog Day. And I don't know what there is to celebrate. It's what, like the, this is kind of like COVID. There's a lot more made of it or to it than should be the case. So I'm just going to close that file and move on into the national debt. How to make people feel good. You ready? Guess what the number is. Or have you cheated and already looked, Victoria?
I did not.
Okay. So I can remember back to the good old days when there was no debt. And it wasn't that long ago. Bill Clinton left office, no debt. Say what you will about him. That's the way, I think, when Jimmy Carter left office, we had, I think, at the time, $3 trillion in debt. It was mostly because of, you know, not good management, the oil embargoes and all that stuff. And then, excuse me, during the Reagan years and up and down, Bush years. But we seemed to be able to get a hold of it when Clinton was president. Whether it was him or not, who knows? Now, they always give the credit or they take away the credit depending on who the president was. But whatever was going on there, we were acting responsibly as a country. So fast forward to February the 2nd, 2022, when the United States national debt has, as of this morning, topped $30 trillion. $30 trillion. You can say, well, it was Omicron. Or no, it was COVID. Well, yeah, it was COVID as a we spent money as a reaction to what the first reaction was to COVID, which I think, you know, on hindsight is 2020, the way it was done. I said at the beginning, and I don't know how many other people said it, wait a minute, hold on, let's put the brakes on this. Why are you shutting everything down? What's that going to do? But it was what went on. It's like the politically correct thinking that goes on pretty much everywhere now. You got to do it because somebody deems it to be the right thing to do, when it has been disaster for many families, many businesses. And so here we are trying to figure out how to pay a $30 trillion debt. And say what you will about Joe Manchin. That's what he, you know, he may be behind the scenes making lots of money in coal and be a bad guy. And I don't, but he's saying what a lot of people who are knowledgeable or smart or thoughtful are saying. The provocateur here, I don't discredit him on one hand because of something he may be doing. I'm telling you that what he's saying about the debt is right, and to not have all these programs, even if they may be quote-unquote needed. We cannot. How do you do this? I don't get the math. At some point, you just keep adding. It started going bananas when Obama was president. And it just kept going up. George Bush, no, take that back. Sorry. It was George Bush who started it. He had a clean slate.
The war was so expensive.
Exactly. The Iraq war is what started this, and then it's just compounded from then.
And then the real estate market crashed. We had the Great Recession in 2008.
Yep. Ugh. Just keep going on and on and on and on.
No one could get a mortgage, Occupy Wall Street. Remember all? I mean, that was like... Talk about, like, you know, each president does certainly inherit a mess in one way or another.
Yeah.
But, man, that was a pretty big mess that Obama inherited. I know everyone, you don't blame the guy before. Okay, well, everyone does anyway.
I do blame the guy before, but blaming it doesn't fix the problem. We have to change our way of thinking. We never should have done what we did with COVID, but it's over now. So how do we keep ourselves from making that same mistake again, or are we going to continue to be scared by everything the news media says and just run scared in every direction like a bunch of ants coming out of an anthill? That's kind of what has gone on here. I see kind of the same thing with regard to the Russians going into Ukraine. There's just a lot of talk, and people are running around saying a lot of things. I don't see any action, although maybe enough to keep them from going in there. The United States is looking at another big snowstorm. The airlines have canceled 1,200 flights between now and the end of the week. Let's see, where am I going? I'm going to Palm Beach this weekend. There's probably going to be although Friday night looks like there could be some snow. And I don't think you're going to get it in New Jersey.
No, this is, I think, more in the south. Yeah,
yeah, it's south.
We got enough. I'm still looking at a foot of snow that's just piled up on the side of the road. So, I mean, it's really starting to melt now, but, yeah, it was a lot.
There are a couple of fairly significant lawsuits that have been filed against JetBlue because of planes left stranded on the tarmac for hours and hours and hours at mostly JFK and Boston's Logan Airport. Those are the two largest airports that they have the most influence at these. There were dozen flights that were stranded on the tarmac at JFK on Sunday for 4 hours or more. Nobody knows. Nobody told them. See, this is the problem with these guys. And by the way, JetBlue has been declared the worst airline. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal carried a front page story about all of the incompleted flights. 14% of their flights this past year either were delayed 45 minutes or more or were canceled. No other airline, including American, has even close to that bad a record. So here's an example of a company that was everybody's choice. People loved JetBlue when they first went on.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
The guy who ran it was a hero, blah, blah. Well, he got fired, and the bean counters got in there, and what you have now is a crap can airline. It is. I wouldn't fly. I don't like JetBlue. Haven't since they changed their policy. You can buy a seat, but they won't tell you what the seat is. You got to pay them another $15 to get a seat assignment. Who thinks that's right, fair, or just? Anyway, the situation in here's one person that stayed on a plane. Not one person, but this is somebody who actually told a story about being stuck on board the plane for 13 hours. No clarity was given by the staff. The pilot said nothing. The flight attendant said nothing. Imagine sitting on a plane for 13 hours and not knowing whether you're going to go back to the terminal or you're going to take off. Who would do that?
I thought right. There were rules that if they keep you
there
long
are.
Enough on the tarmac,
there,
right, that
yeah.
you can sue them or whatever.
Yeah. Here's a lady who started the suit. She was trapped on the plane, one of them, for 13 hours. This is Business Insider that's carrying this information. The people at JetBlue finally commented saying the delays were because of several different things. They had too many planes at the gate. You know, that's their fault. The weather is one thing, but if you can't manage your gates, that happens all too frequently. A lot of airlines, oh, sorry, we have to set all the gates free. You know, what's the matter with the way you run your airline? Why can't you manage to get the people out of the you know, move the plane out and get it on its way? I don't know. I sound like an old, what'd you say, the curmudgeon?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, yeah.
This is your Captain Curmudgeon speaking.
Yes, Captain Curmudgeon. All right, then we should do some food news then, don't you think?
Sure.
Time for some food news. There are a number of things going on. The food department, Baskin-Robbins, has a new ice cream flavor. You see this?
No.
They call it the box of chocolate cake. Apparently that was around before, and they took it out, but it's a chocolate cake thing with raspberry vanilla ice cream. I'm looking at it, and I'm ready for an ice cream.
You're just really hungry because you're doing like a cleanse or something,
yeah,
and then you
right.
broke the cleanse, and you had a cookie already.
I did have a cookie.
So now your body is just jonesing on sugar, and now you
right.
just want anything, so...
Jonesing? Where did that
yeah.
come from? What does that mean? Jonesing.
Never heard of that term? You're jonesing
no.
for something?
I
don't know where it came from. I've just said that my whole life. Yeah.
Okay.
Phil, back me up. You've heard that and said that too, right?
Absolutely, I have.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
It's a New Jersey, Washington kind of a thing where people talk funny. Anyway.
Yeah, it skips over three states there. It's just between D.C. and Jersey. That's it.
I thought it came from the 50s.
McDonald's, and I should know all about it, right? Because I'm a child of... Right, I should be an expert on that. McDonald's causing some stir. A bizarre new set of forthcoming menu hacks. Includes a sandwich called Land, Air, and Sea. Oh, this sounds awful.
So, okay, so walk us
fish,
through what exactly
beef.
Is in this sandwich. And define for me, as the farmer, what the land, what the air, and what the sea part is.
The land is beef.
Uh-huh.
The chicken is air.
Because chickens fly?
Yes, some do.
I've never seen chickens fly.
You missed a rare... What, when you were on the farm? You didn't see any chickens fly around this past summer when you were visiting the farm?
Nope. Not a single one took flight. Nope.
Yep. And anyway, the sea is fish. So now, this is very lucky for those of you who love Mickey D's. They'll sell you four hacks that have been popularized, supposedly, they say... they give you a Big Mac, a chicken sandwich, a Big Mac, and a fillet of fish. Put it all together, and a crunchy double cheeseburger, six chicken nuggets. This sounds absolutely gross. Absolutely. No wonder McDonald's is on the in the tank. Right? Aren't they? They're not doing well at all. Comparison to some of their competitors.
Well, apparently they're still the bigger they're still the biggest fast food chain, and but they didn't do as well during the pandemic. Now apparently they're kind of coming out of it. They've got a new Beyond Burger or Impossible Burger, one of the two. So they're kind of catching up. They're just late.
They got to catch up with Burger King.
Right.
Burger King says their fries are better. Are they? Have you tested fries at McDonald's?
I only like McDonald's fries. I do not like Burger King fries.
All right. Here's big news for Starbucks fans. Company launching a new canned energy drink called Baya. Drink is rolling out to grocery stores. Made from caffeine. That's what he did for you. Let's see here. Vitamin C and caffeine. What a combo. For immune support, so they say.
Yeah.
Has three flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. This all actually sound tasty, but I don't like having... I'm not onto caffeine at all.
You have enough energy.
Is it healthy, though, is the question. Dietitians
no.
weighing in, apparently.
I would say that's a quick no.
Yeah.
The sugar count alone, it makes it soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not healthy.
I don't get how people pay $6 for a cup of black water. These companies are, this guy that created this is a hero for figuring out how to do that. It's 47 after the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You got fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. A couple of questions here on Movie Moments. Number one, Victoria, can Jennifer Lopez save the romantic comedy with the new movie that's coming out? I say yes. I didn't know it was in jeopardy.
I feel like she's kind of the queen of rom-coms. She just hasn't done one in a while.
Well, yeah. And then the Firebird from Smokey and the Bandit is in the wings. So we'll talk about those things and other things just after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so does, in your opinion, Victoria, Chalker's not here with us today on Movie Moments, so we're left to our own devices, so we have no old TV shows to talk about, but we can talk about old movies after we deal with J-Lo, and yeah, look at all of the good movies. I quite like her as an actress, starting with the comedy she did with George Clooney, Breaking Out of Jail. I forget what the name of that was.
Oh, I love that movie.
That was a great movie.
Out of Sight, it's called?
I think so. Yeah. And Vin Rames was in it.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
That is a good movie, yeah. And so she did that other one about the maid in Manhattan.
Very cute.
There's a lot of cute stuff, and she's very likable in the movie. So this one's coming out this week with, I think both, Owen Wilson is on the road promoting it. She's all over the place promoting it. And it looks, it's an interesting concept, kind of a cute thing. I usually find Owen Wilson to be annoying as hell, but he looks, this looks like a kind
he
of
has
a,
he has a the ability to be really charming when he
yeah.
when it's the right role.
Right.
Sometimes he can be he can ruin a movie, but other times he can actually be really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think this has I'm looking forward to the movie actually.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kinda cool.
You'll be in the theater. I'll be watching it at home on
TV. I will be in the theater. You are correct. Like there are. People talk about the movie Punxsutawney Phil and the Bill Murray movie, which gets dusted off every year at this time. I don't know, what else do you say about that movie? It's like the going back in time movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Groundhog Day, yep.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's so popular, it's become its own saying. You know, people say, oh, it feels like Groundhog Day. And it doesn't mean anything to do with the rodent. It means that your day, it's like you're a hamster on the wheel, and your day just keeps, it's, every day is the same thing over and over. So that's it's become, like, part of our lexicon. That's how popular that movie was.
Mm-hmm. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have different companies that are promoting for Valentine's Day. I didn't know she had a company as well.
She has a new line of non-alcoholic cocktails.
Yeah, right.
Called, like, Betty Buzz.
Yeah. Right, Betty Buzz. That's what it's called. And that's being coupled with his aviation gin, apparently. So it looks like quite...
Yeah, you can mix them together, or you can just drink hers, like, if you don't want any alcohol.
Really?
If you did dry January, mine was more of a damp January, but like, you know, if you are into that thing, then that's why she launched it at the right time.
Yes, she did. Burt Reynolds' Firebird, the Trans Am that was in Smokey and the Bandit in 1977, on the market, at an auction, guess how much? You probably
a lot. A lot of money.
$500,000.
That's a lot of money.
And it wasn't even the actual car used in the film. It was used for promotion. There actually were four or five cars because, like when they did, what was the TV show?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Duke and, yeah, right. They had 23 of those Dodge Chargers. And they wrecked at least one or two a week.
Yeah.
They were in their body shop. So they just kept fixing them up and putting them back out on the same thing with the Bandit car. And as a matter of fact, one of the cars that they used was in the Rockford Files. It went on to be what James Garner drove, the same car. Once they get in, you know, they belong to the studio, so they, you know, shop them around, move them around. Anyway, a car that looked like the Firebird Trans Am that supposedly was used for promotion, $500,000. Good God. Amazing. I'd like to have that kind of money to throw around. Good luck.
3,600 miles on it.
Yeah.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.